Forever! Dog!
Look, Matt.
Where?
Oh, I see. Wow. Bowen, look over there.
Wow, is that culture?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Las Culturistas.
Ding dong!
Las Culturistas calling!
Wow.
How is everyone doing tonight? Great.
So, listen, who here listens to the podcast called Las Culturistas?
Anyone listening? Very cool.
Lucky us. We get to connect with fans.
Wow. Who here does not listen to the podcast? Make some noise.
Oh, wow.
Great. Welcome.
Like a lower volume. Like, yeah. Like the men don't really listen.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That was a higher timbre than we're used to.
I agree. So basically, you guys, this is Las Culturistas Presents. I Don't Think So, Honey. Which is basically we're going to have... Well, it's supposed to be 50, but you know what, guys? Five dropouts.
Five.
45 comedians are going to come up. That beautiful number, 45.
45.
They're going to come up and do one-minute rants on something in pop culture that they just, you know, they wanna attack.
They want to attack. It's getting their goat.
It's getting their goat.
Really just grinding their gears.
Grinding their gears.
What's another G alliteration we can come up with?
Another G alliteration?
It's...
Gnarling their gonads.
Their gonads. It's gnarling their gonads.
I bravely went for a silent G.
Yeah. That was cool. And so...
I thought it was really cool.
It's so cool. I can't wait to do this. We've had a fun week, haven't we?
We've had quite a fun week.
Yeah.
Bowen and I got to go to a taping of The View.
Yeah. That was fun.
The View is my favorite show. I watch it every day.
Uh-huh.
And here's my breakdown of The View. Best energy... Sunny Hostin.
Sunny Hostin.
She had the best energy, and the crew loves. The crew is very obsessed with Sunny.
You can tell. She buys them Christmas gifts.
Yeah. She like looks people in the eyes when she talks to them. She was the only one who cared at all about the crowd.
Yeah.
That brings me to the second person I like to address, which is Whoopi.
Whoopi.
Whoopi was the most classic.
Mm.
She was asked what she thought of a dance contest, and she said, and I quote, "I don't give a shit about that."
To the participants' faces. It was an audience dance contest. They were trying to keep the ball in the air, keep the energy going during the commercial breaks. Called on these two lovely suburban women to dance.
Yeah.
And Whoopi said to them...
I don't give a shit about that.
I don't give a shit. Not even at... Did she say it at them or to them, you think?
A producer asked, Whoopi, did you watch? And she said, I don't give a shit about that.
She ripped up her index cards every break.
Every break, she regressively ripped up the cards. She doesn't give a fuck.
I don't know.
Best props. Joy.
Joy has a hand fan.
Yeah, she had a little electrical hand fan.
Yeah. What are those? What's the function of that? Like, why would people...
To cool off, I think.
Yeah.
I think I can answer that directly and confidently. I think the function of the fan was to become cooler.
Sure.
Yeah.
There's like a more elegant way to do that. I mean, like hand fan.
Like this?
Yes. Like, keep it Asian and do the...
Rule of culture number 49.
Keep it Asian. Is Kelly Jo here? She'll get that down.
Keep it Asian.
Wow.
And best dressed? The
Sunny
Republican.
Hostin.
What? Abby Huntsman. Snatched. Thin. Lot to work with. They put her in like a... Like what was she wearing? How would you describe that?
She had a slingback stiletto is the only way I can describe her shoe.
Slingback stiletto. And like an Avril Lavigne tie. Am I wrong?
No. She was like... It was Ellen on the top, like a vest and a tie.
It was Ellen on the top
and
Abby Huntsman on the bottom.
Yeah. Just combining two daytime juggernauts, Abby Huntsman.
Who doesn't give a fuck about The View?
Great. You shouldn't. You shouldn't.
This is not my family.
I mean...
These aren't the people that I know.
You'll have more to talk about with The View, right?
I'll have more to talk about that in
Great.
A second. Also, you guys, by the time this episode comes out...
Oh, my God.
Our lives will have changed because we'll have seen a certain film.
A Star is Born.
Ah! 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 The deep end, watch as I dive in. I'll never leave the ground. See, and
that's
their response. response to that was much
better. Oh.
Bitch.
It's fine. What were you saying?
I had taken zero sips of it, too.
Damn. We can share one. The response to that was...
much better than when we just sang Don't Cry Out Loud.
Okay. We thought it was going to be a good idea.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Lady Gaga did us dirty. Because we actually have been saying, can't wait for this show because we're definitely going to sing that song from the trailer on stage.
Shallow.
Shallow.
Shallow from the movie A Star Is Born.
But she is withholding. They're withholding it?
Ugh, damn. It's awful. We can't wait. And just the trailers we've watched ad
nauseam. Chill-inducing.
Chill-inducing. Like, what are some scenes? Okay.
Okay.
You want to be Gaga, I'll be Bradley?
Really?
Yeah. This is.
I'm like shocked and honored that you're gonna let me be Gaga.
Of course. No, it's great.
All right.
Okay. You're right, your own song.
I don't write my own songs.
Why not?
Because I don't know. I'm just not confident.
Why don't you be confident?
Well, because every single person that I've encountered in the music industry has said they like the way I sound, but they don't like the way I look.
I like the way you look.
Yeah, right. My nose is very big. My nose is very big. They say my nose is very big.
You got a lucky nose. Lucky nose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. My nose has not made me
lucky. Can I touch it?
Oh my gosh.
Can I touch your nose?
Oh my god.
Like I've been tied to the whipping post. Good Lord, I feel like I'm dying. Do one more, just one more. The one.
Wait, but hold on. Now can I be Bradley?
Yeah, you be Bradley. All right, I'll be Gaga.
This is how versatile we are.
Yeah.
Ready? Oh my God, you're so amazing. You are the Sam Elliott to our Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga.
Okay. Wow. Sam Elliott lights.
And that's the cinematographer Matthew Libatique. I know too fucking much about this movie.
Wow. Who shot Black Swan?
He shot Black Swan.
He did. Okay. All right, you're Bradley on Gaga.
All right, ready?
Great.
Wait.
What?
I just want to take another look at you.
That's it.
Wait, can you even gag that today? Can you even gag? I'm into
oh,
it.
Oh, new one.
There was a new clip.
There was?
There was a new clip released on YouTube. It said one day ago, which I think means that really they put it out yesterday.
Then that's what that means.
And it shows her singing the tune.
Oh.
More of it.
Oh my God. This is... The trickle of this media cycle is just masterful.
You know, I actually went to go see the movie The Wife with Glenn Close.
Oh, yeah.
Not because I wanted to see it, because I wanted to check out the competition.
Yeah.
For the Oscars. So now I'm like out to get Glenn Close.
Oh, my God. You're like Big Red in Bring It On.
Yeah, that's
me. With like a camcorder. You're like...
I'm very Big Red.
Yeah, yeah.
I brought a camcorder into The Wife.
Yes. The Wife is Gabrielle Union's. The Wife is The Clovers.
Yeah.
Great. Well...
That's Eliza Dushku's gonna see the show and be like, this is the wife. She's gonna storm out.
I'm like, Eliza, wait. Come
here. We met her. Nice.
Nice. Well, we're here in this beautiful Polish funeral home. I think it's time to bring out one special guest that
it
we love.
Like good.
It smells good. We are going to, well, give it up for Brooklyn Comedy Festival before we start the show. Love the Brooklyn Comedy Festival. Yeah.
Hi.
The Sam Elliott to our podcast. We have a very special guest. We've had her on multiple times. Lately, she's been busy working on other projects. She has a new movie coming out.
Called Life Itself. And also, this actress is going to be taking the stage again soon.
She is? Oh,
I can't wait to hear more about that.
And her
thoughts about, you know, everything that's going on.
Please welcome to the stage, Annette Bening.
Annette Bening is here.
Thank you.
Hi, Annette. Oh, my gosh.
Thank you.
Oh, Annette,
that's so
kind. They gave you a Brooklyn Comedy Festival
tote? I know. Isn't this the cutest thing?
Oh, my goodness. What are some of the
things? It's really sweet. Thank you.
What are some of the party favors inside, Annette?
There was an oven mitt.
An oven
some
mitt.
Some coffee. There. I wish there was a scarf, because the air conditioning's kind of following me around.
Yeah.
It's been following you?
Yeah, you know, it chases me.
Whoa. Yeah, I get that. I get that sense.
Yeah. Or it's the air is getting cooler. It's crisper weather.
Could be that, too. The weather
it's the
could
first
be
day
changing.
Of fall.
Oh, but fall in New York is the best.
Right. But
you like the fall. You like the farmer's market.
I love the farmer's market.
Yeah.
I do kind of a crawl.
You do kind of a crawl.
We go down the West Side Highway, and we kind of pop into each little farmer's market.
Yeah. Sure.
Is that what you and Warren do, like, for fun, or is he...
Warren Beatty.
My husband, Warren Beatty.
That is who I'm referring to.
Yeah, if he's awake, he'll come. I'm an early riser, so I kind of like getting there with the apples, kind of the first pick.
Sure. Right.
What time do you wake up? What's your routine? Like, let us in.
Oh, my routine?
Yeah.
Well, I do 5:30.
Okay.
Wake up. I do kind of a morning sun salutation. We have a really beautiful window in my bedroom. It kind of looks out.
Yeah.
And I do that. I ice my face for 2 hours. Right.
So that's like six to eight?
Yes.
Six to eight.
Okay. Good. You're with it. And then 8 o'clock, I'll do coffee. I'll read the trades.
Read the trades. Variety.
Yeah. What are the good trades to read? Yeah.
Variety.
AARP
magazine.
Yes.
People magazine.
The trades.
Hollywood Insider, Hollywood Reporter.
Yes.
Town and Country.
Yeah.
Yes, the trade.
Good to see you.
Now, Annette, you have to tell us about this new film, Life Itself. It's from the creator, written and directed by the guy who started This Is Us.
Of course.
It's got that lovely, crunchy, crisp, feel-good vibe. There's also some pathos to it, but it's mostly feel-good.
Right.
What was that project like?
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to spoil it.
Sure.
That's true. Don't spoil it.
As you've said, with The Star Is Born, which, congratulations, Bradley, right?
I mean, it's really
encouraging.
It's Bradley.
For young actors, it's encouraging.
Yeah.
To be a director, behind the camera.
Would you ever want to step behind the camera?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I've been trying for over 40 years, but, you know, women in Hollywood, right?
Yeah. What? No, elaborate.
Bradley Cooper, right when he wants to pick up that red camera, he totally can, you know.
Yeah.
Just how things kind of work.
Dang. That's just harder.
And it's so hard to hear that from you, like a legend. And
oh, that's so sweet.
You are.
That's very...
Do people tell you that?
Yeah.
No. I don't like to kind of enter that sort of Hollywood kind of circle.
Yeah.
I don't
You
like
just stay at home with your husband, Warren Beatty.
That's my husband.
Right, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You just want to stay away from the Hollywood circle and stay home with Warren Beatty, your husband.
Right. We just have people over. I can smoke in the house. It's
smoke sure. in the Eastern. Yeah, of course.
Smoke in the house. I've always wondered how you feel about, you know, some of these people maybe debuting into acting or just starting out, sort of cutting the prestige line, and, you know, your Emma Stone's getting an Oscar when you might have been able to, or your...
The young
your,
girls.
Your Lady Gaga, maybe. The young girls. Maybe, you
the
know,
young
the young
girls.
Girls.
Do you like anyone that's coming up?
No.
Yeah. Neither do we.
No. It's not that I don't. It's just, you know, again, I don't look in the circle.
Yeah.
But these girls' names just kind of, they're just thrown away.
Yeah.
You know, you see Saoirse Ronan, and then, you know,
she's gone.
In 10 years, you don't know where she's going to be.
No.
I'm lucky for my career.
Right. I think Saoirse...
She's got a huge movie coming out.
Well, yeah. Saoirse is different, totally different.
Yeah, so she's different.
But, you know, Zendaya, who's Zendaya?
She's the star of a lot of big movies.
A lot of big movies.
She's great, Showman, but, you know, Spider-Man.
That name can't carry you for 40 years.
You're right, it
no,
can't.
No, that's true.
That's a flash in the pan.
Annette Bening is timeless.
Yeah.
And
it's very sweet.
Yes.
So is Vodka Diet Pepsi.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love that. Well, Annette... we are so thrilled that you're here. Best of luck this awards season.
Thank you so much.
Do you have just Life Itself, right?
Life Itself. What else? Yeah, what else are you working on?
Oh, lots of theater. I'm going back to the stage.
She's going back to the stage.
She's going to be in
All My Sons.
This is kind of what you live for. This kind of close.
Yeah.
You know, you see the spit.
Sure. Could you maybe take us out with, I'm sure you've been in rehearsals. Could you maybe take us out with a monologue from All My Sons?
Oh, yes.
I knew you'd be excited.
Oh, out damn spot. Out I say.
Wow.
1, 2, why then 'tis time to doot. Fie, my lord, fie. The scene.
Annette Bening, everyone!
Well, have a great show.
For Annette.
Have a great...
That was Annette Bening.
True legend.
She has been nominated for an Oscar many times. Not the, wow. This is not her year. I can tell you something. Life itself, it's going to be bad. It's going to be a bad movie.
Well, I think it's finally time to start some
I don't think so, honey.
Now, yes. We are thrilled. Okay. So I think we are going to open the show ourselves, Matt and I, by showing everyone what an I Don't Think So, Honey is, if they are not familiar. There are two routes that all of our performers can take tonight. They can either give you a pre-selected topic, something that they've thought out over, you know, a long period of time, but consolidated to 1 minute, or they can pick from the Troll Bowl.
Now, the Troll Bowl is actually a bunch of randomized topics that are meant to be difficult to go negative on. Past I Don't Think So, Honey Troll Bowl topics include Julie Andrews.
Sandra Oh.
Princess Diana.
The Women of Broadway. Diversity.
I can tell you, I put one name in the bowl. I put one name in the bowl that I feel really horrible about, and I hope happens.
Oh, my God. I can't. Well, I did not know about this.
Let's just say I don't care about making fun of children that are dead, apparently.
Damn.
Throw away your cares, honey. I don't think so, honey.
Okay, we'll see.
Should I go first? Because I have a prepared topic, and then Bowen is going to demo the Troll Bowl.
I think that's all right. Everyone, give it up for my friend Matt Rogers, everybody. Matt Rogers, your pre-selected I Don't Think So, Honey starts right now.
I don't think so, honey. The other gay at The View that got to meet Kelly Clarkson and got to hug her and get free tickets to the concert. Let me fucking tell you something. They said there's gonna be a surprise for Kelly Clarkson's biggest fan. I heard the rumbles and I got very excited because it is objectively me. Did this other person, does he Google her every day? Has he seen her in concert 9 times?
30 seconds.
1 time, 2 times in a row in Radio City Music Hall, which I paid for both on one of her, weaker albums? No, I doubt that he did. But guess what?
15 seconds.
I haven't lost 90 pounds listening to her music because I've always looked like this.
Ah!
Fuck me, right?
5 seconds.
2018 is trying to test me. Fuck you, that other kid. I am Matt Rogers. I am a bitch god, and I will win. I will get tickets to that fucking concert, and I will meet her, and I will not cry when I meet her, which one time I thought about meeting her and started weeping in my room.
That's 1 minute and 13 seconds. Wow.
I had so much more to say.
Oh, my God. It is true. Matt Rogers is...
We had to sit there.
Oh, my God.
And we are on camera, mm-hmm. and you can see the blood leave my face as this gay stood up in front of me and said, I'm so excited to meet you. I listened to your music. You were with me on that treadmill every day, he said. Which I thought was coded.
Coded. What do you mean?
I don't like that the kid they picked to do it was a weight loss thing because they're always talking about Kelly's weight. It's like, shut up, right? It's so sexist.
Sure.
But also, like, congratulations on his weight loss.
To Kyle. Too. Kyle Philbrick. What's his name?
Oh!
Uh-huh.
Then...
Oh, then...
She says, I was thinking maybe you want tickets to the concert. And he was like, okay, yeah, cool.
She wanted a response out of him that he did not give her.
He was cavalier as fuck to her.
Yeah, it was bad.
That was so bad.
And I could sense just emanating from you.
Fury.
Every quark, every gluon, every subatomic thing pouring out of Matt.
Yeah, but I don't think so, honey, you.
Well, because I felt that.
Because I don't think so, honey, you.
No, because
you can watch the video of it. Bowen Yang is... performing, honey, next to me.
Absolutely. I'm copping to that.
It is my time.
It's done.
He was performing beautiful nods like, oh, wow.
Because...
And I'm sitting next to him in agony.
It would have been, look, the optics...
Yesterday was your day anyway.
Stop. The optics of this would have been, look at this gay person pouring his heart out to Kelly Clarkson while these two other gays are fuming on, off, like, to the
and
side.
And you see the cameramen sort of drift away from my face because they're like, that gay is not having it. Because it was disrespectful to me.
My performative support was for the both of us.
Yeah, right.
Whatever.
And
okay.
Then, though, this is the last thing I'll say about it.
Okay.
I posted on my Instagram a picture at Lush horrified behind this gay. And then
he commented on it.
A little shrugging emoji. Bitch.
Kyle, we love you. You're welcome to come to our show.
He was actually kind of cute.
Yeah, he was cute. Okay, I think it's time for me to do Troll Boy. What do you think? What do you say?
It's Bo Yang's time! Give it up for Bowen.
I hope you draw a dead child for me. Oh, no.
Imagine if it was the first one I put. Oh, my God. It's
what?
Not.
It's not. Okay.
I'm wondering if this is going to be anticlimactic.
Oh.
Well, here we go. We're gonna try it anyway. Okay. Your I Don't Think So Honey topic is A Star is Born. And your time starts now.
I Don't Think So Honey, A Star is Born with Kris Kristofferson and Barbara Streisand. That one. You're a piece of shit trash movie. Every concert in the 70s was filled with white people with froze. I get it. Like, they could not find... The only people of color in that movie are Barbara Streisand's backup singers in the first scene that you see her singing in the bar in. It is erasure! Did someone say? It is erasure!
30 seconds, erasure!
Streisand is phoning it in. She's letting the hair do the work. What did Kris Kristofferson ever do before or after that bad 2.5 hour long movie that got a 37% on Rotten Tomatoes?
15 seconds. It's facts, people. It's facts.
It sucks. It's bad. Do not let that movie contextualize or deter you from seeing this new iteration, which is the movie of our lifetimes. No hyperbole. Please go see A Star is Born. We will be at a showing at the 42nd Street AMC Theater, October 5th, Thursday. Please join us. We'd love to see you there. This mic stand is broken.
And that's 1 minute and 10 seconds.
I think it's
you guys are truly welcome to come. We want everyone in the world to come join us at this one screening of A Star is Born.
Yes, yes.
At the AMC 42nd Street.
42nd Street. What time?
At 10:30 on October 4th.
Yes, please join us.
Please come. I'll tell you what was erasure when we went to The View and that other gay won that ticket.
That was erasure.
That was erasure of me.
Yeah, that was... And when a white gay erases another white gay, it's... It's
progress.
It's a wash. Yeah.
It's a wash.
It's a wash.
That's what they call it in the dictionary. A wash.
When a white gay erases another white gay.
When a white gay erases another gay, it's a wash.
It's like, yeah, I was trying to come up with an example.
It's like when Adam Rippon is famous for the Olympics and then everyone just forgets Gus Kenworthy.
No one's forgetting
everyone
Gus
knows.
Kenworthy.
You're right.
I think Gus Kenworthy's doing fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, we love you, Gus.
We love Gus.
Are we ready for some more? I don't think so, honeys, for the rest of the night. We are doing 45 people straight, no intermission. Who's ready? I think we're ready for our first group.
I think we're ready for the first group. Everyone, please, welcome to the stage. This group is called
Mary Poppin' Her Ass. Welcome, Marsha Belsky.
Welcome, Joshua D. Sharp.
Ruby McCollister.
Aaron Emmanuel Jackson.
And
I made up a middle name.
Cola Scola. Welcome.
Aaron Jackson. Is your middle name Emmanuel?
Okay. Please welcome to the dais, Marsha Belsky.
Marsha.
What's it gonna be?
Thank you. I am pre-selected.
Pre-selected.
She came prepared.
Okay.
This is Marsha Belsky's I Don't Think So, Honey. Her time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey. The Holocaust. It was a bad. I don't think so. Like what? I've heard of Netflix and Chill, but Netflix and Kill the Jews? I don't think so, honey. Like, who hates gypsies? That's so weird. Hitler, you're not hot. You're not cute. You're rude. I Don't Think So, Honey. Murder. It's rude, and I'm afraid of it. I don't think so, honey.
30 seconds.
I don't think so, honey. The Holocaust whole vibe and me having to go to museums my entire childhood. Every single year, I'm like, oh my God, D.C. is so pretty. Not anymore. I don't think so, honey.
15 seconds.
I don't think so, honey. Never forget, but do never forget. I don't think so, honey. I don't think so, honey. All I planned on was saying the Holocaust. Thank you.
5 seconds.
I don't think so, honey. Love you.
I love you.
Love you.
Marsha Belsky, everyone. Marcia. Taking down the Holocaust.
Next, welcome Josh Sharp to the microphone.
In a new shirt.
It's
grand debut, this shirt.
This is the big debut of the shirt.
Thank you so much.
Talk to us.
Okay, here's the story. I think in two nights I've slept 4 hours because I've been a real bad girl summer last till Halloween, you know? So I feel like a full-on psychopath, and I think I must do troll polls.
Wow!
First trouble of
the night.
This
psycho made a psychopathic decision to do troll bowl. Yes.
We're going to open her up and let
her
go.
I don't think so, honey. Troll bowl topic is Julia Roberts. And I don't think so. Time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Julia Roberts. I can't even think of one of your movies. Now, some people would say that's a commentary on me, but I don't think so, honey. If you're a pop icon, I should remember one of your movies right now, no matter how little sleep I've had. But I truly am not lying to you. I cannot think of one Julia Roberts movie right now. I cannot think of one. And that is on you. You have to bring culture to me. I'm going to sit on my juicy butt and let it wash over
seconds.
Me like a bath of warm, spoiled milk, Julia. You must bring it to me. I don't know who you are, Julia Roberts. I know you're a white... I'm not even sure I'm picturing Julia Roberts in my head right now.
15 seconds.
I fully think I'm thinking of Anne Hathaway, but I know who Julia Roberts is. Again, you might think this is on me, and I don't think so, honey.
5 seconds.
You know, Julia... Oh, Pretty Woman?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's 1 minute.
Josh Sharp, everyone. Oh, boy. That was a journey.
Is it weird that my instinct was Runaway Bride?
Mine was Erin Brockovich.
Yours was what?
Erin Brockovich.
Aaron, that's a good one.
That's a fun one. But Josh still can't picture her. Okay!
He can't picture Julia Roberts?
That's crazy. That's
erasure.
Erasure.
All right. Everyone, please welcome Ruby McAllister! Yes, Ruby.
Come on, Ruby. I think I know what this is.
I love Ruby.
Ruby, it's pre-selected. It's pre-selected.
It's pre-selected.
Oh, wow. This is Ruby McAllister's. I don't think so, honey.
Wait,
get ready.
Hold on. I got a little tangled.
Sure, let me get my spot. You good?
I'm ready. Let's go.
This is Ruby McAllister's. I don't think so, honey. Our time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. People who are sleeping with me and claim that my red hair has nothing to do with the fact that they're attracted to me. Bitch. The curtains match the motherfucking drapes or whatever. The rug and the curtains, the interior decorator wants both of them to be the same color. If you catch my drift.
30 seconds.
I'm on a date with a guy who claims, he's colorblind. I get it. We're in a post- whatever, post-objectification time. But I am inches away from your face, and what the goddamn hell am I supposed to say?
50 seconds.
If you're not complimenting my eyes and my goddamn hair.
5 seconds.
Get the fuck out of here. Tell me 5 nice things about how I look.
That's 1 minute. How dare these men?
Ruby McAllister.
How dare they?
Notable redhead.
Erasure.
Erasure. Erasure.
Everyone, please welcome Erin Jackson.
Air, babe. What's it going to be?
Erin.
I just want to say so far, great show. and I'm going to do the troll bowl, please.
Wow. Erin
Jackson. I love
Jackson.
When people do that. Okay, Erin.
Oh.
Your I Don't Think So, Honey troll bowl topic is the film Forrest Gump.
And your time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey, Forrest Gump. And this is true. That movie sucked. That movie sucks. That movie is 3 hours long. Tom Hanks gets an Oscar, his second in 2 years, for playing somebody with a mental handicap after he plays a gay. I don't think so, honey. Tom Hanks.
Yeah, erasure.
I don't think so, making Robin Wright then Penn sort of just be like, you know, like, give her something to do. You know? Like, she is it. You know what I mean? Like
30 seconds.
30?
30.
Yeah.
I don't think so, honey, when, like, the big motif of your movie is a fucking feather. Like, what are you talking about? I don't think so, honey. Shawshank Redemption also came out the year. Way better.
Seconds.
Way better movie. I didn't know that's a boys movie, like, with lots of boys in it, but sometimes that can still be a story of power.
5 seconds!
I don't think so, honey. Forrest Gump, that movie sucks the 90s, so they were blind.
That's 1 minute!
Rule number 29 of culture, the 90s.
The 90s,
they were blind.
So blind.
They were blind? Was that the statement?
Blind.
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 So evocative. Now, please welcome
the one and only Cola Scola! Ooh, oh. Cute. I like those pants.
Good pants. Good shoes.
Work pants.
Cole.
All right, so, Cole, what are we doing? Are we doing a pre-selected topic, or are we, in fact, doing the troll ball?
Let's do the troll ball.
Wow! I love when people do that. Okay, this will be good. Okay, Cola Scola, your I Don't Think So Honey topic is Juliana Margulies.
And all your right. Time starts now.
I don't think so, Juliana Margulies, who didn't want to get her hair straightened for each season of The Good Wife, so she had a wig.
True.
All right? We're supposed to believe that on Tuesday morning at the end of season 5... she went home with one hairstyle, and she shows up the next season. It's Tuesday night with a completely different wig. Also, because this is why she showed up with a different wig. She clearly had some work done in the interim, which is fine. You know, Hollywood's hard on women. But the bangs had to cover her eye that was like this. You know what I mean? I'm sorry, Juliana Margulies, but just crying is not acting. We know that.
15 seconds.
How dare you stand there next to Christine Baranski and have the master shot, you bitch.
5 seconds.
That is, you are undoing everything that everyone in my family has ever done.
And that's 1 minute.
That is a Scola erasure.
Yes, erasure.
Thank you.
Give it up for Cola Scola. Everyone, give it up for this group. Mary Poppin.
Mark Trabowski.
Josh Sharp.
Ruby McAllister.
Aaron Jackson.
And Cola Scola.
Wow, we are up to a rollicking start.
I fucking love that.
Two takedowns of beloved award-winning actresses thus far.
Now let's please welcome our next group. They are called
Actress Roundtable.
Make some noise for Francesca Ramsey.
Yeah. Yeah. Give it up for Rachel Winitsky.
Yes. Thank you, Genevieve Agnello.
Yes. And it's Nicole Silverberg.
Yes. And finally, give it up for Iowa Debbery.
Iowa.
Oh, this
I'm
is
I'm very thrilled
good.
To welcome Francesca Ramsey to the mic.
Fran.
Yes, Fran. Her very first I Don't Think So, Honey. We've been hunting her down.
Oh, this is
okay.
I'm going to do a pre-selected for myself. Yeah, I'm
this
ready.
This is Francesca Ramsey's I Don't Think So, Honey. Her time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Those scammy faux IRS phone calls that are blowing up my phone. I have been contacted by the IRS, and those motherfuckers sent me a mail. They sent me something I had to motherfucking sign for. They were not calling my house, okay? So I decided to entertain this motherfucker the other day, and I was like, oh, I'm so scared. And then he had the nerve to tell me to suck his dick.
No!
You called me to scam me, and now you want me to suck your dick?
30 seconds.
Sir! No, and then you know what? Here's the thing. You think who's going to fall for this? I'm going to tell you who's going to fall for this. Grandmas. Your grandma. And I will be damned if somebody's going to fucking scam my grandma and it's not me.
No. 15 seconds.
Because real talk,
I will say nice things about her when she's dead, but that bitch is a bitch. And I would like to be the only one that steals money from my grandma.
Five seconds!
Not some scammy dude pretending to be from the IRS with a thick-ass accent, and whatever accent you were thinking of is fucking racist. And I didn't say
it. That's what I mean! Wow, watch your grandmothers. They could be falling for scams.
Scams galore.
Scammies galories.
Now
right.
Welcome Rachel and Nitz.
Rachel in the jumpsuit of the year.
Give it up for the look.
Wow. Wow.
I pulled a look for you.
Give
guys.
Me
you
the did. Tea. Is it going to be the troll bowl? Snatched. Yes. Thank you, Stan. The troll bowl, or is it going to be a pre-selected top?
Well, I really have to speak my mind tonight, so it's pre-selected.
Speak your mind. This is Rachel Winitsky's I Don't Think So, Honey. Her time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey. Priyanka Chopra marrying Nick Jonas? What? I mean, I know love is love, but this love is fucking bullshit, and everybody knows it. Priyanka Chopra is the most beautiful, glamorous, tall, I assume, woman on the planet. And Nick Jonas is from New Jersey? She was at the royal wedding. Do you know how many royal weddings Nick Jonas has been to? Zero, because boys from Wyckoff, New Jersey don't go to royal weddings. I can say this because I'm from New Jersey and I'm fucking trash. Priyanka Chopra was in the most amazing ABC 1-hour drama Quantico, best show on earth, Quantico. You can stream that shit on Netflix. And what has Nick Jonas done? The concert version of Les Mis? That shit was fine.
And that's what made it. Les Mis was
right.
I will say this. If there's anyone I'm least surprised to find out watches Quantico, it is Rachel Winitsky. You are a Quantico type of girl.
And she just finished marathoning Mozart in the Jungle. That's the world she's in.
That everyone, we are honored to welcome Genevieve Aniello! The mic.
Oh my God!
Talk to me.
What are you gonna do?
Oh my God! A Star Is Born. I'm coming. I need to come.
Come.
I'm freaking out. I was singing along.
10:30 AMC, 42nd Square. We picked the worst theater we could think of.
42nd Square. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Yes.
Thank you.
What are we thinking? Is it a pre-selected top?
It's a pre-select. I have something very mage to get off my dong chest.
Mage. She got off her dong chest. This is Genevieve Aniello's. I Don't Think So, Honey. Her time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey. God. What is she doing? I don't like calling women crazy, but she's acting truly wild.
Ah!
What? War. Ted Cruz. Buttholes. What is she doing? She's going to give us these ethereal figures, and then when going gets tough at the crack, she's going to tie us off with a smelly knot.
Wow.
What are buttholes? They're insane. What is she doing? Buttholes, highs and lows, buttholes, and then she gave us dogs. Amazing. Dogs are good. We all love dogs. Then she gave us greyhound dogs. What the fuck? That is insane. Who has a greyhound dog? Good. They're disgusting. They're too skinny. They're fast. I'm body shaming. Greyhound dogs. Ew, I'm so sorry. Ew. But then she gave us alcohol. Amazing. Who likes alcohol? Very cool of her. But then she gave us wine. Hot take. Disgusting. I'm so sorry. Who has tasted wine? The first sip, disgusting. It is stinky.
5 seconds.
Wine is dead fruit, jizz. You heard it here first. It is nasty. Why do we have wine to forget about our smelly knots? God, you a freak for that one.
God, you a freak for wine.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I very nearly almost did my I Don't Think So, Honey on Prosecco.
Wow.
Fuck Prosecco. It's disgusting.
It smells like shit.
What am I going to do? Yeah, it smells like fucking shit.
Genevieve Aniello, everyone. Wait.
Okay, hello, what am I? Why don't I just order a headache?
Rule number 59 of culture, wine is dead fruit jizz.
Wine is dead fruit jizz.
I love
Genevieve Aniello just contributed a rule of culture.
Oh my God.
Everyone, another person who I wouldn't be surprised to find out watches Quantico, Nicole Silverberg! I say that because she is a public and proud Grey's Anatomy stan.
She loves Grey's.
I am a pet. My hat says give Sandra O an Emmy.
Yes, that is what this hat says.
Yeah, I feel like this was the right venue. I've got something basic, but I'm doing pre-selected.
Pre-selected.
This is Nicole Silver-Riggs. I don't think so, honey. Her time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Drake texting Millie Bobby Brown.
No.
Okay, with a disclaimer. Everyone's all up in arms about this, but no one gives a shit about R. Kelly doing way worse because his victims are black. That is a separate thing, and everyone's just like, oh my God, Drake, why are you texting a white British child? But she's 14, and your girlfriend is 18. That is the same. I'm 27, and I can't find anything to talk about with a 25-year-old. What the fuck are you talking about with a 14-year-old?
30 seconds.
We talk about boys. Oh, really? Anything in that whole orbit is my enemy. Drake has a massive ego. Why does a 14-year-old have a cell phone? I had to wait until 15. I was 15, even though everyone else had one and it was not fair. Everyone needs to tell Drake that just because he's beloved doesn't mean that he can just text children.
5 seconds.
And she is really pretty, though. She seems old for her age. Yes, that's one though,
minute.
Honey.
And that's 1 minute, Nicole Silverberg.
I love that they were like Millie Bobby Brown was like, everyone stop teasing me about my relationship. It's like, girl, we're helping you.
Yeah, that was how it started.
If Drake is texting her at all,
that's fucked up. Fuck up! No, they cannot be texting. Is his girlfriend 18?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus Christ. No. I don't think so, honey. Drake.
Oh, Drake.
No.
No. Now, please.
Welcome. That makes me really mad.
I know, it's upsetting.
Okay, let's bring up to the mic, Ayo Adeboree!
What does the shirt say, Io?
The shirt says Daddy's Little Daddy.
Daddy's Little Daddy.
Yeah.
Come on, Daddy.
I am. Daddy's Little Daddy.
Io. Thoughts on, Troll Bowl v.
So I actually was going to speak about the Millie Bobby Brown Industrial Complex.
Wow.
And so I think it's only, you absolutely know, I gotta do the Troll
Bowl.
I gotta. The Bulls calling.
Here we go. Okay, this is on theme for this group. Your I Don't Think So Honey topic is
Grey's Anatomy. Your time starts now.
I absolutely do not think so, honey, Grey's Anatomy. It has been on air for, I want to say, 244 seasons. It's too much. It's too long. Get it off air. Give me a spinoff, for God's sake. They tried to do a spinoff, and it didn't work. Is that not a sign? I don't think so, honey. I don't think so, honestly. Shonda Rhimes trapping sort of, maniacally, beautifully, because she's a black woman and we love her, but sort of maniacally, like these talented actors in this sort of like vortex of a hospital, trapping Sandra Oh for years and years and years.
A decade.
And years.
Nine
and then
pages.
When she got free, she got to do like Under the Tuscan Sun, which is like great and a service, but
15.
Also like I needed more from Sandra. I needed more. I don't think so. Hospital dramas maybe for too long.
Agreed.
Five seconds. You know what? It's the only show my mom watches and I want to talk to her about more TV.
Oh, that's one minute. Aya's mom.
Made it personal at the end.
Wow.
That was masterful.
Give it up for Actress Roundtable, Francesca Ramsey.
Rachel Witski.
Genevieve Vanilla.
Nicole Silverberg.
And Io Adeboree.
Wow.
That's so funny. Grey's Anatomy has come up a lot today.
It's come up a lot.
We saw a GIF today of Sandra Oh eating two hot dogs.
Yeah.
Remember that episode where they ate hot dogs? It's not that good.
It's not that good.
All right.
Welcome our next group. They are called Fashion Darling. Give it up for Jael Johnson.
Give it up for Molly Austin.
For Marie Faustin.
For Christy Cielo.
And for Chrissy Shackelford.
Christy.
Yes.
Hello, ladies.
With the glitter fanny pack, bring up to the stage Jael Johnson.
Oh my God. Freaking yes. K.
First of all, congratulations, bitch.
Oh,
second
yes.
of all.
Thanks.
Yes, and I have a prepared one because I got shit on my mind. I don't think so, honey, white women, all right? I'm gonna have to say it. I got white woman by a white woman 2 weeks ago. The bitch works for the Huffington Post. Fuck her. And if y'all don't want to know what being white woman means, that's for example, if like a white woman's running for president and y'all bitches vote the sexual predator into the office, that's getting fucking white womaned, all right? This woman interviewed me, asked me about Louis C.K., right? And then wrote in the article, a comedian named Joyelle,
yep.
We're not going to use the rest of her name for
seconds.
Fear of professional repercussions. Bitch, how many Joyelles do you think are in the fucking world?
I couldn't believe that.
Let alone in comedy work at the fucking cellar. Bitch should have put my social security number and address and blood type in the shit.
15 seconds.
Because guess what? I said what the fuck I said.
Ah!
Whoa! Taking ownership live.
Come on.
I couldn't fucking believe that shit, Joyelle. That was crazy. Wow. All right, give it the fuck up for Molly Austin.
Molly with the look.
Oh,
thank
my
you
God.
So much. Thank
Come
you so
on.
Much.
Come on.
You know?
What are you thinking?
Well, I think I'm going to go. I think I'm going to go with what I know.
Okay,
right?
You go with what you know. Go with what you know. That's what they say to do. That's what they say to do.
This is Molly Austin's I Don't Think So Honey. Your time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin. Yes, the drugs. Yes, no prenup. But mostly, I don't like when blondes date blondes. They're the hardest group to tell apart. I don't like when two blondes hang out with more. I don't like when one blonde hangs out with another blonde. And now you're going to procreate? No. No. Your children are not going to survive the depletion of the ozone layer. So I don't think so, honey. You're going to have to dip your baby in a vat of SPF. It's no good.
Seconds.
It's no good. They look like the siblings from the Children of the Corn, okay? I don't think so, honey. They look less like a couple gearing up to reproduce and more like a little girl's description of ghosts in the attic.
15 seconds.
Okay? Thin, pale, blonde. Blonde is the most popular hair color of ghosts all the time.
Yes,
all
true.
The time. I don't think so, honey.
Five seconds.
I don't like it.
I don't like it. It's
actually rule of culture number 13. Blonde is the most popular hair color of ghosts. You see many ghosts with that hair color. It's
many
true.
Blonde ghosts, absolutely.
It's a trend right now. Everyone welcome Marie Faustin! Birthday weekend! Birthday weekend!
Birthday weekend!
You see what my voice sounds like? Birthday weekend.
Birthday yes. weekend. Birthday beach. All right.
Marie.
How do we feel re-trollable and the pre-selectedness?
Okay, so last night was a lot of, like, cocaine and Molly. So I didn't prepare anything, but y'all not about to trick me with that bowl. I thought about it while I was back there, and I'm going to do something that I did not prepare.
But you'll
okay,
prepared.
So here we go. This is never before done.
Marie Faustin's I Don't Think So, Honey. Her time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Men with bad dick. And high self-esteem. Where is that coming from? Your dick is trash. How dare you not pay the whole check when all of them get drunk? You should be paying a check for the table next to us. Your dick is terrible. I don't think so, honey. Like, you go down there and just slap. And then
seconds.
You think I'm going to sit on your dick for a couple minutes? I don't think so, honey. I don't need to work out that bad. I'm skinny. But you know what? I also don't think so, honey. Women who fake it in the bedroom.
Because 15
seconds.
You are giving these men with terrible penis confidence that they don't deserve. And some of y'all don't understand that you got prerequisite pussy, because what
seconds.
You got, you think he's gonna think that other women like that because you faked it. I'm not an actress.
And that's 1 minute. Women, stop faking it.
Stop faking it.
You're making these men with bad dick have the confidence. Marie Faustin,
Marie
everybody.
Faustin. And now welcome to the mic, Christy
Cello.
Christy.
Hello, Cello.
What are we thinking?
Hi.
Hi, everybody.
Talk to us about what you are thinking.
I'm thinking I'm going to go with Trobo.
Wow, I love when people do that.
I love when people do that.
Okay. Here, oh, my God. Here we go.
I hope I know what it is.
Wow, okay. This is crazy.
Okay.
Christy Cello, your I don't think so honey topic is Samuel L. Jackson.
Time starts now.
I don't think so honey, Samuel L. Jackson. Because snakes on a plane? No, thank you. There are never snakes on a plane. Samuel L. Jackson? I don't think so, honey. I don't think so, honey, Samuel L. Jackson, because honestly, you're getting really old. And I just don't really think you're that great of an actor, even though you're iconic.
30 seconds.
I don't think so, honey, Samuel L. Jackson, because honestly, I would like to be in a lot of movies, and I'm not Samuel L. Jackson. So I don't think so, honey, Samuel L. Jackson, because I don't think so, honey, Samuel L. Jackson. I don't think so, honey, Samuel L. Jackson.
5 seconds.
Samuel L. Jackson.
And that's 1 minute. Wow. The most successful I don't think so, honey, which was really just a repeating of the topic's name.
Repeating
I love
topic.
It.
She knows. She knows how to. She knows
I
how to
love
hack it.
It.
She hacked it.
He is iconic despite being fine. That was a good read.
That was great.
Give now, it up for Chrissy Shackelford! Ooh, I like the top.
Thank
Such
you.
A good top.
Come on, top.
It's from Target.
Oh! Wait. The gay at the View wore a jacket from Target.
I'm sorry. Don't come for him for that. Don't come for him for that.
I'm not coming for you. It was a great jacket.
Retail shaming has no place here.
Retail shame has no place here.
Now, Chrissy, what's it going to be? Tell us.
Oh, I'm famously a troll bowl bitch, but tonight I am pre-selected.
Wow. Okay, pre-select.
Chrissy Shackelford's I Don't Think So Honey. Your time starts now.
I Don't Think So Honey pop covers of Disney songs. Okay. We don't need these. Demi Lovato covering Let It Go from Frozen. Even toddlers that were obsessed with that song were like, it sounds a little too babyish for me. I Don't Think So Honey, Alessia Cara covering How Far I'll Go from Moana. Okay, no offense, Alessia Cara, you are talented, but you are like if a choker necklace came to life and was like, I want to make music.
30 seconds.
I Don't Think So Honey, Christina Aguilera covering Reflection from Mulan.
Wow.
That cover sucks. Ah. And so does the music video. You've got Christina
seconds.
Aguilera with the short blonde haircut looking like a platinum Reba McEntire singing about her reflection. And when she looks in the pond, it's Mulan. Something's not right here.
Five seconds.
Let's celebrate the storytellers who bring the songs to life, like Leia Salonga, who sang Reflection in the original movie.
And that's 1 minute.
Thank you.
Celebrate Leia Salonga.
Sam's
and celebrate Chrissy.
Yeah.
Give it up for Fashion Darling.
Joyelle Johnson.
Molly Austin.
Marie
Faustin. Chrissy Cello.
And Chrissy Shackelford.
Outstanding.
Oh my God.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.